In the new year. Why am I laughing about that?
I don't know.
Much more rational. All right, Kenny's chuckling, Jennifer's chuckling, Roberta's chuckling. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Dr. Jay Kumar, who is helping you into the new year. He thinks that you ought to consider 2014 as the year of the possible. So we'll share some advice on how to stop sabotaging your relationships and your resolutions. That would be a big, big help. Big help. All right, so a couple of things going on. Some good news with regard to those 48 passengers who were on that boat that had gotten stuck in the ice. They actually couldn't get an icebreaker to them, so apparently, Jennifer, they performed a rescue mission with helicopters, is that right?
Yeah, and it's all done. They got everybody off. All the passengers were safely off. It was a Chinese helicopter, and they brought them into Australia. They were all able to make it.
You mean it was a Chinese-made helicopter? Or
it was a
Chinese.
It could probably be both, I would imagine.
Well, I don't know that they're big. They're trying to figure out how to build airplanes and other aircraft because they want to compete with Boeing and they want to compete with Airbus. And they are making some planes now. There are a couple of planes. Matter of fact, I think Airbus was trying to keep them from building their own planes by putting a plant in China. And I think Boeing had considered something like that as well. So they don't want more competition, especially from the Chinese. I don't know that I'd want to ride on a Chinese airliner if they make them the same way they do the stuff that we buy at Walmart, right? Who wants to ride on a Chinese-made airliner? Raise your hands, please. Not many. Putting up their hands.
Jury's still
Thank
out.
You.
Right. The amount of money paid to child stars these days. I remember last year when Angus McFumby there, whatever his name is. What's that kid's name that's on Anger? Not Anger Management, but Two
and
a Half Men.
T. Jones, right?
Yeah. He was making, what, $750,000 an episode?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that how it worked out? Yeah. So there's a new young star named Covenzia Wallace, am I pronouncing it right? Quinzine Wallace?
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know enough to correct you.
He's an Oscar nominee.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in the remake of Annie and get paid $750,000 for that.
Not bad.
And she's also going to get, I know who that is. That's the girl that everybody was talking about.
Oh, yeah,
about,
yeah. She was nominated for an Academy Award.
Right,
yes.
Right. She's going to get an additional $750,000 bonus if the movie does well. 5% of the profits in merchandising, 10%, for example.
That's where the money will come from.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another, let's see here, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yep.
16 years old, gets $500,000 for upcoming movie, If I Stay. Well, that's 15% of the profits. She could get Best Actress Oscar nomination as well. And for that, she gets $25,000 bonus and another $25,000 if she wins.
Wow, it's like
plus a cut of the merchandising.
Hmm.
What was it like for child stars before? This is something that's new, isn't it, really? Under the circumstances, I mean, think about it.
They still, by comparison, made a lot of money. That's how a lot of those child stars got into trouble, I think, is they had extra
Jackie
money
Cooper, remember? Yeah,
to
okay,
play with.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't
know. Bonaduce got into trouble.
Yep, right. Yep, okay. Food for thought. 10 past the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar joins us next here on Good Day.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you can resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Head to Sports Authority for our Clear the Gear event going on now. You'll save up to 70% off original prices when we take an extra 25% off our entire clearance selection. That means you'll find great deals on everything from footwear and apparel to outerwear and more. So hurry in or visit sportsauthority.com to get 25% off already low prices on clearance gear for your favorite sports. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
13 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us. He visits with us frequently, trying to help us, as with the general theme of this program is to make your life better. And we do it in a number of different ways, hopefully. But by the end of the day or the end of the time you spend listening to the program, you'll feel better about yourself or things that are going on around you, some things that you can control anyway. And that's one of the things that I think is part of this. Jay Kumar here with us with a suggestion about how to stop sabotaging your resolutions. I go further than that, Jay. There's a lot of self-sabotage in a lot of us. I have that, and I would be the first to admit it. I think I'm working on it. And it usually plays into relationships. Because of the mind games that come as a result of it, your brain leads you into a certain sphere of influence, and it can be negative, and you talk yourself down, or you talk yourself out of things that otherwise would be good. People that are looking for good spoil it.
Absolutely.
Oftentimes don't know how or why or even that they've done it, right?
Absolutely. You know, first of all, it says Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you.
It's a new year. It's a new way to start, new fresh beginnings for all of us to achieve our goals for health and happiness. So that's what I'm all here to tell you about. And, Doug, you hit something really, really precise on the head over here. You know, I know Jennifer, I think, are you there today? And, you know, and I don't know who else is there.
Yeah.
Jennifer, yay. So we got Jennifer, we got, you know, Doug and everyone else. How many of you have made a resolution this year? Have you made anything that you want to?
I'm resolving not to have a resolution because I think it sets I think you set up for failure, but I want to be better every day. How's that?
Well, you know, that's actually a really good point because most of us are not committed to make resolutions or modify behaviors in our life because we think that we just can't do them. We self-sabotage them. And so, Doug, you said something really precise, is that most of us have the ability to make change in our life and want change in our life, but sometimes we just don't know how to do it. We self-sabotage our motivations, our desires, you know, and it all begins with something I call the limitations we set in our own mind. When we limit our possibilities for health and happiness and do all and for wanting a better life overall, the mind, our brain, can sometimes be our worst enemy.
But they don't start in a vacuum, Jay. Oftentimes they would start, and I don't. So this is not about blame. It's about realizing what you do to fix it. My father used to say all the time, "You should be satisfied with this. You ought not to do that." He thought I was crazy in my desire to do the things that I have ended up being successful. But I spent a lot of time in my life trying to figure out, and it was pretty simple actually. He knew what he was comfortable in. He had a background that was different from mine. And so he worked on his own security, and oftentimes that's really what it is. It's trying to figure out a way to make yourself secure or to feel what you think is your security.
Absolutely. You know, and Doug, you said something really correct over here, and that is we are governed by the stories we believe are true.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. that's what it is.
All right, so now how do we change that?
Okay, so here we go. The very first sabotage I want to help you to really, you know, make your New Year's resolution stick is stop dwelling on the negative and start affirming the positive. And so this is what I'm going to say. Most resolutions are made from this place of wanting to modify an undesired aspect of your life or do something which you don't really feel is healthy for you. And that's, you know, I'm the first person to commend people on doing something, which is to change a behavior that's not healthy or good for you. But most of us tend to make it from this place of guilt or shame or low self-esteem. And this actually has something to do with the brain. We have something in our brain called a negativity bias. So I want to spend like a 30 seconds telling you what this is. Our brains are wired, like biologically wired, to focus more on the negative than on the positive.
And why? One would, well, that's not make a difference. Why? But it just, that's, you're right. It seems what it that's is. The way it is. Yeah.
It is. The phrase we use is the mind is like Velcro for negative experiences and Teflon for positive ones. We tend to, like, you know, Velcro, we tend to stick to the negative ones, and we tend to forget about the positive ones. So if your intention, this is, the, and you can read all these five sabotages, how to stop sabotaging yourself and your New Year's resolutions on my Facebook page, as well as the Good Day Show Facebook page, the great blog piece that I wrote. And so what I'm going to say is this. If you are intending to lose weight or quit smoking or whatever the resolution might be, that's great. You can do that. But if it's coming from a place of negativity, a place of low self-esteem or low self-value you have about yourself, you need to do something which is very important. And that is also to affirm something which is positive about your life as you move forward with this resolution. So here's an example. If your idea is to lose weight, you can say to yourself, I honor myself, I respect myself enough that I am going to make positive choices to feel better, look good, and one way to do so is by losing 15 pounds by the springtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pick one thing and stick to it. That's it. But as Jay suggested, you go to his Facebook page, you go to jkumar.com to follow these. He has all kinds of ways to help you, not only at the beginning of the year, but for heaven's sakes, all the way through the year. This is the number one problem, I think, with people emotionally, that is self-sabotage. So check all of that out. Lots of help, and post facebook.com/goodday or Jay Kumar. Thanks, Jay. Talk to you again next week. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 or 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
America, something that's a part of the Good Day program that we've had on the air actually for the past 7 months, and every week we do for an hour an overview of three entrepreneurs who are trying to make it big. We were talking about, we were last night talking about Shark Tank and what that's done for the focus on new business in America. It isn't always the most positive, but it does have some entertainment value and does help to teach a little bit about how the system works. And I've hoped to do that with our focus on these three entrepreneurs that we have in the program every week. If you go to DougStephan.com, you can also log on to DreamBigAmerica.us and see the types of competitors we have, the kinds of businesses that they're starting, and how you and I can encourage them to do their best. We have a monthly prize of about $20,000 worth of support and help for these entrepreneurs. We have one. We actually have nine people who compete every month, three each week, and then the three winners of the three weekly contests go head-to-head in the last week of the month. And we've had this week a really good connection with Brian McKinnon of Alumiski in Alaska. It's aluminum. It's like a jet ski, only made out of aluminum. Christine Wheeler of Drazil. Jennifer's always on me to pronounce this the right way. Drazil Food, drinks for children. They did not win this week. The winner of the competition this week is Mark Moore from Mana Nutrition. Mark and his company are based in North Carolina. They're going to get these support resources from our startup sponsors worth about $20,000. The essence is that they produce a ready-to-use therapeutic food for children suffering from severe acute malnutrition. There were tens of thousands of people who voted at Dream Big America over the course of the event, which started Tuesday when they were on the air here in the 9 o'clock Eastern hour. So actually voting starts at 10 every week Eastern and goes until 2 Wednesday afternoon. So 28 hours. People have presented themselves. You can go into the archives at DougStephan.com or the 2-minute podcasts are there at DreamBigAmerica.us. Listen to their presentations. It's very cool. I'm very proud of what we're doing and how we're trying to bring entrepreneurship into our focus. This is what this program is about because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm the only radio guy left who doesn't have any support from any group, any church, any big business. I have advertisers and that's it, but nobody owns me. What I've traded for that, but at any rate, I'm really eager to, it's the same kind of business that Jennifer and her dad are in, actually, same sort of thing. So, having said that, our poll having to do with resolutions. We've been talking a lot, as is not the case when you get into these sorts of things at this time of year. People are always interested in resolve. Jay Kumar in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com has the way. He just explained how to stop sabotaging your New Year's resolutions. How'd you do with your resolutions from last year, 2013? A, I kept them all year long. B, I kept them for a while. C, I broke mine pretty quickly. D, I don't remember what resolutions I even made last year. E, I didn't make any resolutions last year. So tell us what your experience has been. Another great poll. Every day we have them at DougStephan.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now. The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week? Sure. Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you're hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at valid 1226 through 15. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
And thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The Freeze-Dry Guy, that's who. The Freeze-Dry Guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze-Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Hi, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let me do a little inside radio here. I want to introduce you first to some of my favorite people in the universe, and they would be Ken Kessler, who's in San Diego.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. And Jennifer Horn, who's in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasinelli, who's in New York. I'm in Washington at the studios of our originating network, Radio
America.
How's
that working out for you today? How's the new year so far?
Okay, so it's story time here for a moment. I'll tell you a couple of quick things. Roberta has done her Queen of Cheap and did an excellent job on that. Jennifer's going to have a television report, including the rumors about Jay Leno and what he's doing, and a review of New Year's Suckin' Eve. We ought to be able to get that onto the air, I think, with much abandon. Anyway, the travelogue continues. You have been following, no doubt, my dear friend Georgette's trip across the country. I'm behind her by a couple of days, driving my son's pickup truck. He didn't want it a couple of years ago, so I said, okay, I'll take it. We'll bring it back to the farm. Now he's decided he wants it back again, so I drove Georgette's excursion from the West Coast to the East Coast, so she'd be all set, so she'd be on the trip that you're watching and following at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com. Pictures and stories, and it's just kind of a neat, it's a good American story. So then Brendan says he wants the truck back. He doesn't like driving a little car anymore. I said, okay, I'll bring the truck back. So Charlotte and I leave yesterday, and I was very busy, had a wonderful New Year's Eve, frankly, one of the most wonderful nights, events that I can remember in my life. And so I was distracted yesterday in the morning, and I had to do some work before I left. And so about 2 o'clock, I'm ready to go. And I put Charlotte in the truck, and I put my bags in the truck. And my niece Amanda, who runs the store at the farm, came and wanted to talk about some things because I'm going to be gone for a while. We've got to straighten out this, that, and the other thing. I wanted to get out. I wanted to leave because I had a 7.5-8-hour drive to get to Washington. And so I left the house without all of my equipment that I use for broadcasting on the road, without equipment that I am bringing back to California for my studio there, without all kinds of little things that I normally have with me. I'm usually very organized when I travel, and it doesn't take me a long time to put together things. I don't even have my overnight, I don't have my toiletries. I have some clothes, and that's about it. So when I got to the studio this morning.
Lucky for Michael.
Yeah, right. Michael's doing fine. So I get into the studio this morning, and we find not only does not a little work, nothing works. And we go from one studio to another. So back and forth, Kenny and I couldn't hear each other for the whole first hour. So I just kind of punted. And then the second hour, it became worse because I couldn't function in the world with Jennifer and with Kenny. So I just kind of, after 15 or 20 minutes of pulling up my hair and hearing myself three times over, I just said, eh, I'm not going to do this. And I was getting ticked. So I fired off a note to my friend Michael Paradiso, who runs the network. I was very tactful because in my new year, I'm going to be much more tactful and I'm not going to swear. No more. Yeah. I've been talked into no more swearing. And I'm going to be, why did you laugh at that? Is it for you didn't think I could accomplish that?
Because
is that
you
what
said
that
you
is?
Wrote a tactful note and you're like, I didn't swear.
Well, that's,
so
my
imagine.
That's my definition of being tactful. Anyway, so as things would have it, the powers that be, Al Peterson, who's a great guy, one of the minds behind making technical stuff work here, came in early, and he's just fiddling around, and all he did was put it. Well, all these need is Michael. God love you. There are probably fewer. I have in my circle here fewer people that I care more for in terms of our staff than Michael, because he's such a character into his own right. So I wasn't complaining. I was actually, Michael, I was pretty good about it, right?
Yes, you're understanding.
Yeah. But the problem was all of the headsets here are mono and the plug is a stereo. It was that simple.
Ah.
That simple. This is a stereo and I don't have my head. If I had had my own headsets with me, so this is my fault.
Exactly.
Right? This is all my fault.
You just brushed your own headset.
So I'll take back the note that I stuck under Michael's door. Anyway, having said that, let's get some more complaining. This is a good, wonderful time for complaints. Here's a comment from somebody who's listening in Tiffin to WTTF yesterday. I was talking about, let's see, who was here yesterday? Was everybody? No, Roberta wasn't here.
Nope.
Jennifer wasn't here. Just Kenny. Okay. So, but this was Tuesday. This wasn't yesterday. Tuesday, I was talking about Walmart and how they are a blight. I have that as a familiar common theme. Frequently I talk about Walmart and how they've messed up a lot of, especially Midwestern communities, smaller rural communities. And I use Tiffin as an example because I didn't grow up in Tiffin, but I went to Heidelberg and I was there for 4 years. And when I bought the radio station there, which was, geez, I don't even remember. It may have been 10 years ago when I bought that station, to give to Heidelberg because I wanted to have them use it as a laboratory. Which is another story for a different day. Anyway, so I do know Tiffin quite well. And the last time, but I haven't been in Tiffin because I've been off the board at Heidelberg for a couple of years, so I haven't been back, frankly, for a couple of years. But I remember the Walmart, the old one. They built a new one, and they left the old one. It was just there, and it was a blight. Plus the fact downtown Tiffin really isn't what it was when I was at Heidelberg. So, anyway. This lady, Deborah Lucius, God love you, Deborah, for bringing me back around into focus. She writes, I just heard your comments about Tiffin. Personally, I could care less what you think about Walmart, but when you denigrate my hometown, I take notice. When's the last time you were in Tiffin? I just said a couple of years. The old Walmart building is not empty anymore. It's been used for more than a year by Rural King. They bought the building, opened a store there last year. As for the downtown area, the only thing wrong with it is the courthouse has been razed. It's it may not be the downtown of old, but it's a wonderful small town. There are businesses not just operating but flourishing in the downtown area. Perhaps you ought to make sure of your facts before you put down somebody's hometown. Well, Deborah, I consider Tiffin actually to be not my hometown, because my hometown is Framingham, Massachusetts, but if there's any place in the world that I would claim as my second hometown, even though I live in Los Angeles part of the year, but I didn't grow up, I didn't mature in Los Angeles. I matured in Tiffin. I love Tiffin. I've always loved Tiffin. But I think that Tiffin is not what it used to be. I don't know how old you are. I was in the mid-60s, a student at Heidelberg, and it was a lot different in downtown Tiffin then than it is now. So I make mention of that. Apparently, I hit a nerve, though. Here's another here's another email from somebody in Fostoria. Mike Obar writes, to let you know, that old Walmart store is now a Rural King. Now, I'm interested in what Rural King is. I know Tractor Supply, because we have a lot of them in the East. who's in Tiffin that wants to call me at 888-302-3684 and tell me, well, you don't have to be in Tiffin, wherever there's a rural king. I just like to know what the rural king is. Anybody here? Jennifer, did you ever hear a rural king?
Never.
Kenny, did you ever hear a rural king?
Mm-mm.
Roberta Scherzak has
nope.
never heard of it.
Nope.
So let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of that. 888-302-3684. Also, some email from Andrew Chandler in Eureka, Montana.
Eureka!
Eureka! Who writes, hello, Doug. I had to write and mention that this is about 2 or 3 years ago. He said, I called the program with a comment and was tossed into the conspiracy category by my screener, and I wasn't put on the air.
That was Michael. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Nice job, Michael. I take back all the good things I just said about you. Imagine that. This guy remembers 3 years ago. Anyway, today my outlook has changed. He's talking about me. Glad to hear the change into what is his reality, so to speak. I do understand political correct subject matter, but nowadays it's difficult, not to mention just some of the corruption and treasonous behaviors as displayed by most of the Washington inhabitants. Yeah, I'm going to have to take a shower when I leave Washington in a little bit, get that stuff all off of my my being. God bless you and all of the people on your program for 2014. Been listening for a long time in Northwest Montana. It's always nice to hear those things. So let's talk of just for a second. I don't know what you guys did when I was gone. I couldn't hear what you were doing, but I'm guessing
it was perfect.
I'm sure it was.
Very good show, Doug.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe I don't even need to
be here for it.
Well, by the way, tomorrow you probably are going to have to do the program by yourselves because I don't have, unless Bob finds me a radio station somewhere between here and where I'm going to go that I can go on the air live, I don't have all the stuff that I normally have when I do the program on the road. So that would mean that you guys would be on your own tomorrow, and I'm sure what's the old business about the inmates and the asylum and that kind of stuff.
Inmates running the asylum.
Yes, right, exactly. At any rate, I just wanted to spend a minute on this foolishness with Melissa Harris Perry, who's the MSNBC host, who made fun of a photo of Mitt Romney. I figure you probably didn't talk about this.
We talked about it,
but we didn't with Roberta.
Right.
And this is not a long conversation, but it sort of leads into the television report. The essence of this woman, and she was the one a couple of weeks ago who said that Obamacare was a racist term. That's the entryway into her mind. So now she puts up a picture of the Romney family with the grandchildren, and it happens that Mitt Romney's son Ben and his wife have adopted a black baby, and the baby's name is Kieran. And apparently in Gaelic that means small dark one. So and that's it. I mean, who knew? Do you think these people honestly had the conscience or the presence of mind to go look for a name, or is just
to put down a race they're going to name
with their own child?
I know.
Then they make fun of the Republicans. And the Republicans need to take some shots because they're not exactly proactive when it comes to dealing with black voters or most people who aren't white. So I get that. But to take this stuff like this and take shots. They joked that perhaps Kieran ought to marry Northwest. You know who Northwest is?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West,
right.
Baby.
Yeah.
Which to me seems kind of racist in
itself.
Well,
I mean, the whole thing, we've spent a lot of time in the last game. It is stupid. It really is. That's right, yeah. Kenny. It's just stupid. And they don't have anything better to do than create this stuff. She has no real experience. She's a weekend host, probably makes minimum wage. But she got a raise probably up to this weekend, right? Because didn't everybody get a raise
pretty
minimum
much,
wage?
Pretty much, yeah.
Anyway, I find this stuff to be, I suppose, moderately interesting conversation for about 13 seconds, and then I get ticked off because there's so much made of so little. And might we not take note of that or make note of it and think to ourselves we're better than that and we ought not to go down these roads? There are fewer and fewer people, by the way, again, into the television report, watching either of these cable channels. The secret, the big black dark secret, if you'll pardon the use of it, the term black.
The Kieran secret.
Yeah, right. Is that the Fox viewership is down. MSNBC is way down. CNN, all these cable channels, the news channels, their viewership is way off. Because
people are going
tired
to the internet instead.
Yeah, right. In part, yeah. I mean, the audience is getting older and older. Anyway, I don't want to belabor the point. I just find it interesting, but also annoying that sort of thing gets as much time as it does or attention as it does. Now, speaking of that, in a moment, the rumors about Jay Leno, and a review of sorts for New Year's, what's been described as New Year's Second Eve art. Who do you want me to talk to, Michael?
I don't know. Tom and Tiffin has some info on Rural King for you.
Oh, good. Okay, Tom, hi, welcome.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm well. How are you?
Holy, how are you doing?
Good. Jennifer's telling you that she likes your voice,
oh.
Tom.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Do I know you?
No.
No, okay.
Right. No.
But you knew that I went to Heidelberg,
right? I've been
in
all my life.
Okay, you knew that I went to Heidelberg.
I knew you went to Heidelberg.
All right.
Okay. I know Tony Perdisa real well.
All right, well, there he's my best friend in Tiffin, and he's going to be the new owner of the radio station. You knew that, right?
I knew that.
Yeah, okay.
I knew that.
All right, so anyway, what is there that I need to know, or we all need to know, more importantly, about Rural King?
Rural King is just a large-scale tractor supply store.
Oh, is it?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. So they have all the things that farm agricultural needs have in stock.
And more of.
Mm-hmm.
They've got furniture. They've got...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Farm furniture.
Well...
How would we describe farm... Let's describe farm furniture. What is there that's special and unique about farm furniture?
Oh, well.
Perhaps not so much. There's farm clothing.
Farm
clothing, yeah.
On their website, it says they sell jewelry.
They sell jewelry? Farm jewelry. Cool. I can go there and get married to something really special, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go there and get that something. Okay, we're having fun with it, but that's good to know. I'm glad. So they're a Midwest operation for the most part?
Pretty much, yeah. I know there's some down around the Columbus area and Marion and I would say pretty much Midwest.
All right. Okay. Well, you've done us a great service, Tom. Thank you. Appreciate it and wish you a very happy new year. I'm glad you're listening. 888-302-3684. All right, Michael, we need a minute now or should I just go to... Let's go. I seem like I'm sort of miscombobulated here anyway, so we'll put a couple of commercials on hold because I want to make sure that Jennifer gives us the update on Jay Leno.
Yeah, we've talked about this all morning, Dougie. The story over at DougStefan.com. Looks like Jay Leno, as Ken said, odds makers are saying he's going to go over to CNN with Jeff Zucker.
And really?
He's got about 10 networks that are after him, and he will be fine no matter what.
Fox isn't on the top of the list of
CNN
bidders?
Is on the top
so
of the list.
To cough up the money, because to bring him there, especially if there are 10 other networks that are trying to do something with him, mm-hmm. that'll jack up the rate to the point where you'll get paid the same as you're getting paid by NBC.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because if he wants to continue to do the type of show he's doing now, he'd probably be better suited to go to Fox. But mm-hmm. at CNN, he could either be an interviewer type show like Larry King, or maybe it's a weekly show.
No,
we don't really know in what way it's going
to
present itself.
What he's done on the Tonight Show. It just needs to be the Jay Leno show.
He may be sick of it. He may want to try something new, which who knows how that'll go. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. In any case, he's got one more month left on that show, and he will be fine. He will end up somewhere for sure.
Yep. All right. So you have one. Let me just I came across a review. Robert, I haven't talked to you. Well, actually, I haven't talked to anybody except Kenny about what went on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was awake for the first time in my memory, welcoming in the new year. And so I went across the channels to see what everybody was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more screwed up than you could possibly imagine. And what I was finding, what I sensed was that here's Ryan Seacrest, who's a replacement for Dick Clark, but he's no Dick Clark. He's not an innovator. He's a placeholder. So that's why I dubbed this New Year's Suckin' Eve.
He won the night, though.
Of course he won
handily,
the night.
Handily, he got a 10.1 share.
That's the tradition.
Mm-hmm. It was down 5%, however, from last year.
Carson Daly is trying to imitate Ryan Seacrest over on NBC. And as was pointed out in my ear as I was watching it, they're all talking about themselves. They're not talking about who's out there. They're not talking about the event. They're all talking about Miley Cyrus and what she's wearing. Who cares? This is New Year's Eve. Let's focus on the party. Anyway, and if you want to watch Miley Cyrus, you go watch her on YouTube. So I just thought that the whole business was old and tired. And the audience now, for the most part, that Dick Clark had goes to bed before midnight anyway. I just didn't find it to be of much value. So therefore, I called it New Year's Suckin' Eve. Sucking! 888-302-3684. Doug's Good Day, 51 after.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That didn't take long. The new year just underway, and we have a major winter storm affecting millions. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Here are some sounds that are being heard and will be heard over the next 24 hours from the Midwest to the Northeast. The sound of a snowblower. Several inches of snow across the Midwest has already fallen. More than 600 flights in and out of O'Hare International Airport in Chicago canceled. This huge system now moving into the Northeast, with these sounds being heard ahead of the storm. The sound of groceries at the checkout, with many people stocking up on things such as milk, bread, and toilet paper. Yes, those are the three staples that seem to fly off the shelves before a storm hits. New York City is under a winter storm warning, with up to 10 inches of snow possible over the next 24 hours or so, just one day after Bill de Blasio took the oath of office as New York City's new mayor. He'll be dealing with his first major snowstorm.
We are 100% ready.
Boston has already canceled school for tomorrow, in anticipation of the storm's arrival. For many children who love snow days, there are lots of smiles. But for us adults who need to travel to work or get out there and shovel the snow, this is some way to start the new year. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
On Wall Street, stocks start the new year on a record high, the Dow gaining 72 points this past Tuesday, closing out 2013 at 16,577. NASDAQ jumped 22 points, S&P up 7. For 2013 overall, the Dow is up 26.5%, its best year since 1995. S&P gained close to 30%, NASDAQ shot up about 40%. Several residents of a Minneapolis apartment building still unaccounted for and feared dead after an explosion and fire early on New Year's Day. 14 people were hurt, 6 critically wounded after the fire ripped through a grocery store on the ground floor and the upstairs apartment. More than 50 passengers from a Russian ship trapped in ice off Antarctica have finally been rescued. They were taken by helicopter from the Russian ship to an Australian vessel early this morning. That ship now making its way out of Antarctic waters. The embattled mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, is expected to open his campaign for re-election today. No kidding, this is the first day candidates for mayor can register with the city clerk. Suggested campaign slogan for Rob Ford? How's this? Rob Ford for re-election. Give him another crack at it.
You can make up your own, of course.
Closing notes. We return again to the New Year's Eve countdown in Times Square, New York City, where it was U.S. Supreme Court Justice and Bronx native Sonia Sotomayor who pressed the button that started the ball drop. The final seconds sounded like this. I believe that was the ever-ubiquitous Ryan Seacrest on ABC who counted it down there. About a million partygoers in Times Square endured the sub-freezing cold to let loose at midnight. And then, later in the day, on New Year's Day yesterday, no fewer than 6 college football bowl games, and you had hockey. The NHL Winter Classic, outdoor hockey featuring rivals Detroit and Toronto. The game played at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, also known as the Big House, with an NHL record 105,000-plus brave the elements, namely the cold and the snow. The Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-2 in a game that went into overtime and then a shootout. Justin Abdelkader of the Red Wings was very happy with the outdoor conditions.
That's what we hope for is, you know, cold weather and snow, and even though it's snowing maybe a little harder than we would have liked.
Yeah, it was something. We can only wonder if conditions such as these, or even worse, await this year's Super Bowl, which will be played outdoors in New Jersey on February 2nd, a month from today. Personally, I'd love to see a blizzard. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
At the Sears New Year's celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year's celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off available 12/26 through 1/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.